said during sex. Does that count?
Oh, as in like for the first time?
Yeah. I love you. No, you love me because you're in me. Like, shut up, liar.
Maura and Danny Jones?
Yes. The girl needs therapy if she's reacting like that over an emoji.
Oh. Welcome to My Drink with Charlie and Ellie, our podcast, like a group chat between your best friends, girls, brats, you want to lie out where you spill all the gossip on relationships, dilemmas, and life. If you're a return listener, welcome back. And if you're new here,
welcome.
How My Drink is out for you every Wednesday at 12. We also have bonus episodes every Monday at 12. So you can listen to more of Stay on the Go app or wherever you get your podcasts. Mm-hmm. And you can watch us as well.
I know, yeah. Every Thursday.
I'm wearing fluff. My new thing is I love to wear.
I was looking at your socks earlier on and I was like,
I'm not wearing it to be funky. I just like being comfortable.
Listen, that's how you know your frontal lobe is developed.
And I also, when I have tan on, I feel like ankle socks will always leave me alone.
Yeah, yeah.
Around and wears fluffy socks don't.
They don't.
And when I'm not sitting down, you can't see them. So anyway, sit. I'm like,
it's fine. You don't even know us.
Yeah. It's grand.
What are we saying? Yeah, Thursday, 12 o'clock, YouTube, full video.
Full video.
Hello, folks.
You can see my funky sock.
Yes.
I hope they fit my boots. I'm wearing boots later to Sabby C.
Ah, they will.
So,
have you tried them on before?
No. No, I have, yeah. I wore them to Beyonce.
Oh, well then.
I wore them to Beyonce, they're really comfy.
Oh.
But yeah. Yeah.
You're fine. I saw a hack actually of some girl and she had like a plastic bag like around her whole foot up to her knee. It's something to do with because she had like a shallow arch or something, she said. I don't know. That she finds it really hard to get her foot into a boot. So she put it in a plastic bag and her foot eventually went into the boot and then the plastic bag just ripped and she just took it out.
I don't know. Put your foot in the plastic bag.
Yeah. And it like
slides. What's a shallow arch?
I think if your foot can't like, you know, like curve into a boot. If your foot is really flat.
Oh my God, that makes sense.
It was just kind of slow.
Sometimes you ever get your foot gets stuck in the shaft. It's nothing else.
Yeah, like
the
middle, can't go.
Where the ankle is. Yeah. Oh my God.
It's a top tip for you now, lads.
Yeah.
A bit of plastic bag. Yeah.
So hopefully that's fine.
You'll be grand.
With socks. Sometimes I feel like they're too thick, the fluffy socks.
Are you looking forward to it?
Can't wait.
Savvy C.
Can't wait.
Not a big Savvy C fan. Well, like, I like her. I like her.
I literally know the whole concert off my heart.
Do you?
Watch all over TikTok when she's in America, but now she's... It's her first leg of her...
European
tour, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you think Baza will be there?
Well, I think they're broken up.
Do you think he'll go anyway?
Yeah, he would. They should.
Imagine.
Someone said that they put TikTok this morning. It was like, I just know somewhere Barry Keoghan. Is it Keoghan or Keoghan?
I say Keoghan.
I feel like it's Keoghan.
I think the Americans say Keoghan.
Yeah, but I think then I think he was on Louis Theroux's podcast. I think he might call himself Keoghan. I think he's like, how do you pronounce it?
I'd read it as Keoghan. Like,
so would I.
G is silent. It's so an Irish name.
Yeah. I think I did hear him say it was Keoghan though.
Maybe he changed it a little bit.
Maybe he's too American. But yeah, it was like something like, I just know Barry Keoghan is sitting at home thinking the best outfit he can wear tonight.
Wonder where he got.
Like maybe. Like, but that's such a flex. Imagine
me and him and your ex is coming to where you're from.
Literally. Like, playing in your hometown.
I wonder if she mentioned anything about it or like... I feel like everything she does is like she always puts in a little subtle like slide.
Yeah, so I think she will. I think she'll be like, I don't know. Because she always wears different colours leotards for every show. So I think she's going to do green tonight.
Oh.
I don't think she's doing green yet.
That'd be nice.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Because she's doing like black for Halloween. What else is she doing?
Is that the whole towel thing?
Yeah.
So she's getting a lot of hate as well for being over-sexualised.
Yeah. Remember Miley Cyrus VMAs? Was it VMAs or EMAs? She performed. It was her first performance since like...
Was it Wrecking Ball?
No, it was We Can't Stop.
Oh.
And she was like shaking her ass and everyone was like...
shocked.
Ass. Like they literally couldn't cope. But it was like... That was so like different back then, I feel like. And she'd only done Disney.
Yeah, yeah.
Disney so girl like, to
oh
that.
God.
But I'm like, men can sing about fucking pussy, hoe,
yeah,
et cetera, et cetera. And
whatever
not,
they
nothing
want.
Gets said. Mm. And a woman wants to go pretend like she's giving a blowy.
Oh, is that what they were giving out though?
Well,
when your man winked.
Oh yeah, I was guessing that's what that was. Sure.
Yeah,
that was
surely that's what.
Yeah, I think that was the main thing.
Or like the whole.
It was funny. Like I just think, okay, yeah, it's sexual, but like,
so what?
Everyone has sex.
Yeah,
it's funny. If you don't want your kids, I'm a strong believer in you need to monitor what your kids are watching.
Yeah, I heard the person singing shouldn't be thinking, oh God, kids might watch me.
No.
Yeah.
And I think like you're, not, obviously you can't monitor everything, but if you're bringing your kid to a concert, you can't then say, oh my God, and she was doing this and that. Like if you had looked that up, you'd know she was doing this and that.
Yeah.
Or you looked up her lyrics. All her songs have E beside them. Most of them.
What does that mean?
Explicit. Like
oh,
rude words or like
insinuating sex.
Yeah, yeah. So if you just looked it up for two, Spotify takes 2 seconds to look up. Just like check that first. Instead of bringing in a 5-year-old and then being, if you don't mind if I were out saying that.
Grant.
Like they probably won't even understand anyway. But like if you are thinking like that, then you actually have to do the work, I think. I can't really talk because I'm not a mother yet, but when I am,
that's what
I will be doing. Yeah. If I don't want them seeing certain things.
So. Imagine your child running around the house. Come right on me. I'm being camaraderie. bed cam, is that what it's called?
Oh, God. Like, yeah, but we'd have a really good bed.
Yeah, that's what they're giving out about.
But like then, I'm thinking when we were kids, like, I'd be like, my milkshake brings all the books. And I'm like, too. Like,
I thought I was a pussycat doll.
I thought it was talking about milkshake.
Nope.
No, apparently it's your ass.
Yeah. No. The stuff we used to sing.
Yeah. Like there's always been things like that. But like, you actually don't really catch wind of it when you're that age.
Yeah.
I mean, thinking singing milkshakes.
It's fine.
It's not milkshakes. How I'm was your,
here we go.
Your holiday?
Lovely. Just back from Tenerife, folks.
Love.
Anyone heading there soon? The weather's nice-ish. Well, yeah.
Hot.
Hot when the sun's out.
Yeah.
When it's overcast, not good.
Yeah.
We tried to sit out by the pool yesterday morning before we were going home and it was just like, no.
Really?
Yeah, no. We just went and got
it's changed. It's actually cold. Yeah.
Mm.
It actually gets cold when there's overcast as well.
It was lovely.
Where did you stay?
No idea. Kirsty booked it.
No.
Couldn't tell you the name of it. I genuinely couldn't. Palm Beach, is that what it's called?
Lovely.
Don't know.
It's like a long flight. I feel like I'm
4 hours, New York. 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's hell. Especially coming home.
And
as well.
How long do you have? 4 nights? 3 nights?
Thursday to Sunday, yeah. So 3 nights.
Yeah, it's a long way.
It is.
And it's a late flight coming home all the time, isn't it?
Like, yeah, we got the 6 o'clock one, delayed till 7.
Ryanair?
Oh, yep. Yeah. Huge.
You know what? Ryanair did get me home safely today, so I was loving them.
Hello.
Yeah, I missed my flight the other day.
Yeah, what happened? How long were you in the airport for?
3.5 hours. No, 3 hours 45.
Especially at that time.
And it was such a small, there was nothing in the airport. No. Like, if there had been, actually, it would have been dangerous. I would have just gone around shopping. So it was just duty free.
But Manchester airport?
Yeah, it's tiny duty free. But I missed my flight because of the roadworks. Roadworks on a Saturday at 7 o'clock. And there's all these matches and stuff in Manchester on a Saturday. So they're obviously adding to traffic, adding to roadworks. I don't know who in their right mind would do them at that time. I'm sorry. That's not normal.
And did the taxi driver?
I thought roadworks were in the night when it's not as busy.
I think it depends what it is. They kind of,
these are constant roadworks. It's not like it's when it's emergency, it's you have to do it there and then. But so the taxi driver was like, oh.
Yeah, did you just say to you, you're not going to make it?
No, he was asking me when it was, and I was like, oh, Uber's, because Uber was telling me I'll be fine, be on time. And his maps was saying way more. So I was like, who's wrong?
Yeah.
And it was the maps. He's like, oh, Uber lied to us. I was like, fuck. And I was in the car, just not budging. And the time was going down. I literally got to the airport and my gate was closed.
Oh.
So I wouldn't have, I didn't even try.
Yeah.
So I just was like,
no.
I was like, bring me to, because it was Terminal 3 for, I don't know, whichever one, for Aer Lingus and one for Ryanair, or the opposite around. I was like, bring me straight to the Ryanair one, because there was a flight half an hour later when I would have got there, or 35 minutes. And I ran up, I was like, hey, is there a flight? Or can I get on that flight? He was like, it's too late to go on it. But there was seats on it, but they couldn't book me on.
I would have rather him told me there's no seats.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. And I burst into tears. And I was like, it's okay, we'll get you home. And I was like, no, it's fine. I was just overwhelmed. And then I just walked away. I was like, it's grand. Because he was trying to book for me. I was like, I'll do my phone. I'll sit down for a sec. Done up my phone. And then went through. They'd only start boarding that flight, which is even worse. So I went, then I was like, oh, maybe I can get,
yeah,
maybe
you could have walked the desk.
So I went on to the desk. I was like, hey, just chance my arm. Is there any
way?
Hey,
how y'all doing?
Yeah. Yeah. Is there any chance I can swap flights? And he was like, no, not now.
Why?
So obviously it was probably too late in their system to be doing that, because have to account for the person and all that kind of stuff. I'm not going to say anything bad because anyone will get mad at me. No, but I did understand. I was like, I'm just literally chance my arm at the off chance, but I hurt my own feelings then.
I know.
Because then I was like, yeah. And everyone going back to Dublin, I was like,
yeah.
And then I had to wait. So that was at 7 o'clock. I didn't fly then until 11:15. Sorry, 8 o'clock that was. So 3 hours then. It actually went kind of quick.
Did it?
And I vlogged it. I was like, well, at least I get one.
Yeah.
Get
something done.
But yeah, and I went on and bought some stuff from Miami.
That's so my online shop. That,
And I had stuff. The reason I was flying home that early, which was 7, my flight was 7.45, was because I wanted to get shit done when I got home, had a few bits to do, and then I literally didn't get home till 11:30. No, later. Yeah, it was, and I was bollocks. I haven't been on here since skiing either. Was flight full? Yeah, yeah.
The 11 o'clock
yeah,
one,
yeah.
Like
packed. Yeah,
it's a bit mad, isn't it? Mm.
I was meant to have a seat beside me free because when I was booking it, there was actually like Susie's free, but then someone sat on it. I don't think he was actually meant to be there. He came on last. I think he wanted to see what was free.
What was free and then
yeah.
pick.
Yeah.
I see people doing that a lot.
Yeah. He 100% did that. Just it was free. It was
wait
free.
Until
and obviously
end.
I was last to fucking book the flight because I was near by the skin of my teeth.
Yeah, skiing. So how'd you get on?
So good.
I saw you actually
skied. I did.
Very proud of you.
It's hard.
Sweaty.
It's
like.
Scary. Yeah, I was sweating. Mm. My back was wet one, but it's really scary. Yeah. And there's people around you going 90 and like there's so much that can go wrong. One wrong fall and you land on your arm or your back.
Yeah, that's what I'd be afraid of breaking.
I've got a big bruise on my shoulder somehow, on the back of my shoulder. Probably even just thrown. I just had, like, every time I thought I was going too quick, I just throw myself on the ground.
Yeah.
Just because.
Like you did on the bike when you were younger.
Literally. That's exactly what it was. Yeah.
Practice.
Yeah. And my instructor was so cute. Like, aww. He really had so much belief in me.
And what was he telling you? Pizza.
He was like, come on, Charlene. Yeah, pizza.
Pizza to stop.
But I was practicing pizza at home by myself, thinking that pizza was knees in.
No,
it's feet. Not. It's like feet out.
Yeah.
Which is really hard to think of it. Like
in a pair of skis
and
to do that.
It's like out as in like out. It's not like just a little, it's like proper, like scoops them out really quick.
Christ.
And then you have to, when you're doing a turn, you have to lean into the turn with your leg on. So if you're going left, you lean, I think saying this right, with your left, but your body is leaning right.
Oh.
Yeah. So your body and legs don't like lean.
Don't match.
No, you're not going like this.
Yeah.
So that was fucking me up. So I had to, unless he was telling me, lean left, body right, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Oh.
There's a lot to think about.
Yeah.
And then your fear on top of that and people around it and the snowstorm.
I wonder, is snowboarding easier?
No.
How do you stop?
Yeah, it's like surfing.
Oh, you have to like put the board front way.
I don't know how you stop. Probably just try to go on the edge and like skid the snow. But like some of the girls were going on like the black slopes and all. Like proper pros. But they'd all skid. And a lot of them had skied before. But the second day it was just me doing them by myself because the other beginners weren't doing it.
Why?
Samantha was sick and the two girls didn't want to skate. They're just done.
Yeah, they're just affect that.
Yeah. Body after as well.
I know, I can imagine.
I think I was doing proper workout. My God.
That's really good for you though because you are using your whole body.
You're using your whole, and you're using bits that you wouldn't usually use like your shins. You're leaning so far forward. It was so good.
They went
so all out with that trip. Like,
it looks amazing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it looks fab.
Like, insane. I'd hate to think of how much that costs.
I'd say that's nothing to them.
When you think of, I know, yeah.
Nothing like.
When you think of like any press trips like that, you're like,
how much did that cost?
Everyone's flight. Yeah. Everyone's like, even us in London that time, like, it's crazy.
I'd love to see the receipt at the end of it. Like, yeah.
Who was footing that bill? I'd love to know. No, it was amazing. And such a nice group.
No, it looked fab.
Got really lucky with the group. Mason Disick has a child.
Yeah, I saw this on TikTok. What? And Kourtney Kardashian actually.
Is he not like 12?
No, I feel like in our heads, all those kids and like even the Kardashians themselves are still really young.
Yeah.
Like they just don't age.
I think they age quickly, no?
I don't know.
They're like 10 years older.
But she had to basically address rumors.
Oh,
and
God.
She posted, is it still there? I wonder actually. She posted a statement to her Instagram story saying that Mason does not have a child. Like,
oh.
I rarely address rumors or conspiracies regarding myself or my family, but this is about my child and it feels wrong to let anyone think for a second that these lies are remotely true. They're not. Mason does not have a child. These accounts that pretend to be him are definitely not. They are fake. My son values his privacy, blah, blah. He's a kid with feelings, blah, 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 blah.
Wow. That's very rare for them to make a statement on anything.
And to all the other people making videos about my kids, who, by the way, are minors, please stop and leave them alone.
She's very private like that, isn't she? Like, she really wants...
You never really see him on anything, though.
No.
Don't you?
No. He used to be always on live.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he, like, accidentally say that, like, Kylie was pregnant or something?
Yeah, he definitely said something that he wasn't meant to say.
I wonder, is he kind of like Rob, though? Like, does he look at Rob not in Rob the limelight at all? Yeah. And it's just like, here.
Yeah. Why be in the limelight when you can just be fucking loaded like that?
Just be loaded in the background.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
That's the
don't
life.
Have to do anything for it.
Life.
Perfect.
Did you see Maura and Danny Jones?
Yes.
The video from the Brits, is it?
Yes.
The Brits, Maura and Danny Jones.
I saw a comment
allegedly.
It's not Danny.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can't fucking tell. I think people are...
How are you meant to see that?
It's all in and just a pixelated video.
Is it actually a kiss?
I seen someone say it looks weird that when they lean in, their faces go all weird as if it's like AI.
Or is it like a peck on the cheek? Is it like...
It looked like two pecks and then a kiss.
Did it?
To me, yeah.
What I want to know is why was someone recording them?
I know.
Like, who'd know to be like, oh, yep, they're going to kiss now in a minute.
It kind of looked that pixelated that it was like maybe it was in the background of someone's video. Zoomed in. It kind of looked like really shit quality. So I don't think it was someone's phone on them.
Have they said anything?
No, I don't think so.
And Mara and Pete were at the same place or whatever.
Oh, that didn't last.
Are they not together?
Well, no, because she was on Valentine's Day. She went out with her friends. And the paps were there and they were like, where's Pete? Where's Pete? And she's like, probably cheating. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. So... That man doesn't have a good track record.
They look so cute together, though. I really liked the look of them together.
I know. And it's a shame because they were really good friends for years, I think. So I'm like, that would have... Sometimes you're best off keeping someone as a friend. But then if you don't try, I don't know.
Yeah.
Pete.
I'm dying to hear what will come out now.
I think he was like that Made in Chelsea, but I don't know. I didn't watch that.
I don't really remember.
No.
Oh, I remember him and Meghan McKenna screaming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Iconic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Iconic and insane.
Well, I'm dying to hear what will come out of that now.
Yeah, so that's... Yeah, I want to see about that rumour. Mm. I don't believe anything until...
Someone...
It's actually said.
Yeah,
but like,
by
are they
the
gonna,
people.
Are they gonna come out?
Like, do you reckon he woke up this morning to, like, a message off his wife saying, what the fuck is this?
Probably. I seen it last night. Like,
I'm so nosy in that sense that, like, even with celebrities and stuff, I'm always like, who told them first? Or, like,
Do they just be like, oh, no,
yeah,
right, like...
Did someone just send it to either Maura or him, if it is him or whoever it is, and just be like, here, lads. Do you know what I mean? I always think of the weird.
I don't see how it could be real because I'm like, at the Brit Awards.
Would you be at
cameras
that?
Everywhere. Like, everyone is there.
I think it was the after party.
Oh.
That's why she was in a different outfit.
Oh.
Yeah. So she had the long, like, mesh.
I thought it was at the awards show.
No.
Right. Okay. So well, we'll see.
The after party.
Pending, yeah.
Wild.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. This year.
This is a yearly podcast.
This is one episode a year. We want to talk about a huge stage in a relationship. Saying, I love you.
Aww. It's real cute, isn't it?
I know.
I love it. I love love.
Same.
I absolutely love it.
Why does saying I love you for the first time make you nervous?
In case you don't believe and get it back. What do you mean?
Yeah, real awkward.
I think I cried and I told Graham I loved him first.
Did you? Why? Yeah.
Drunk.
Oh, okay. What, did you cry after you said it or went while you were saying it?
While. Yeah. It was in a pub.
Oh.
Down in Galway.
Well, your first date? I know.
No. It's literally like a month or two in.
Yeah.
When you know girls, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
But yeah. Yeah, I definitely cried. It's just so nerve-wracking, like.
Yeah.
How do you, like...
I don't think I've ever been nervous saying it.
Have you not?
No. I think I say it so early on that I'm like, well, probably not going to get it back.
Yeah, I definitely said it to someone before and they were like, stop saying that. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were like, no, girl, don't feel the same.
Oh, and you just kept saying it?
I repent you. Is that what it is? Or rebuke you.
At the cross.
Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah, I remember being drunk and... I'm a lover girl. I'm sorry.
I think I've been... Do you ever get that stage where it's like, you don't know that you want to say it, but you haven't? And it's like in moments where you're like, I could say it here, but I can't. Or accidentally saying it. Because you're used to saying, oh, bye, I love you on the phone to people.
Oh, always.
Like, I've done that. And I'm like...
Yeah.
I don't... First of all, A, I don't love him. Second of all...
It's just...
I can't know I love him.
Yeah. It's like when you send an email and you accidentally send an X.
Oh, really?
I do it all the time.
Really? But all not your time. Name at the end.
L-E-X. Yeah, and send it off.
Yeah, I feel... I feel
professional email. Kiss.
I feel really blunt not sending any emoji.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just send an emoji.
In an email?
If you get... Yeah.
Yeah,
it's grand, isn't it?
Because like, sometimes you can't get things across, especially if like what you were saying has a little like giggle in it.
Yeah.
I don't want to write LOL. Do you know what I mean?
I like LOL.
I feel stupid.
You're right, haha.
See, haha feels stupid as well when it's in an
ha-ha
email.
Haha is real short. Haha means I actually hate you. Haha. Who says haha? Like,
haha.
Needs to at least have haha.
I love an emoji, you know me. So yeah, sending emails without them is.
How many do you send in them? More than one?
What?
In emojis?
None.
Oh.
I know.
I would send them.
But it just feel real like.
I just feel like people hate me if they don't send me an emoji back.
Do you?
Yeah. Okay. Or even just a smiley face with a little two dots in a bracket.
Just something.
Yeah.
Just
probably
something
so impressive. I'm like, well.
No, you need a little something.
I'm not in the email business.
Yeah, no.
I don't even know how to sign our rhythm, whatever it's called.
Sign what?
Sign our rhythm.
Like, sign them off.
Oh, I was getting emails back and forth from somebody, like, talking for ages. And their name begins with an S, but they used to sign off the emails with KR. And I used to be like, that's not your name. Why?
Kind regards.
Kind regards. Took me
People
ages.
Do that these days.
KR.
Shorten them. Oh, please.
I used to be so confused.
That's
I used to be
too
like,
much.
Not your name. Who not is name. KR?
KR.
Yeah, kind regards.
Well, then in that case, may as well shorten every word. Dear D, who this may concern? WTC.
I love to whom this may concern.
No. I wrote to my say, I hope this email finds you well. Obviously, it's going to find you well. Yeah. It's their email. Fuck me. Why is it so awkward? I wish I could just say, hey, how are you?
Email is so. Hey, hey, hope you're having a good week.
I just feel like if I don't send them a smiley or something, I'll be a bitch.
Yeah. Comes across bitchy.
Yeah. Anyway, we get this from this.
Anyway, yeah, when do you think you should say it? Do you think everybody is different or is there like a time frame? I know when we were talking about being boyfriend and girlfriend, we do, well, for me anyway, it was the 3 month mark. Remember we were saying?
Yeah.
3 month rule for me personally.
For love you?
For
relationship, yeah. I agree with that. I think it depends.
On the person?
Like reading the room, like if they're, like what, how it's going. Because you could be seeing someone for 3 months and not have progressed at all, but you'd be seeing someone for a month and seeing them every day.
Yeah.
So it does depend on what you've been doing and what, like, how it's kind of going. I don't know.
I think everybody's different.
Or maybe wait for them to say it.
Would you?
No. I'm trying to think. I feel like I've no shame. Like, if I say it and they don't say it back, well then, at least I've said it. That's how I feel.
Okay.
I don't have much shame about that. Like,
yeah.
If they're not ready yet, yeah, that'd be shit. But it's, yeah, it's worked. Like, I think I said it first to me and Donna.
Did you?
Yeah. We always wanted to say it. It was like 3 weeks in. But when you know, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. I think when you feel it and time has gone by that you're like, okay, this could be someone. But I think I hate words being left unspoken.
Do you?
I'll just say it, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have regrets about who I've told love you to. Half of them are tragic, but
I like that actually, yeah.
Yeah.
If that's how you feel in the moment, you should be able to express it.
Yeah.
Even if it's not reciprocated.
Even if they can now live with you having said, I love you to them.
Ooh.
And they get to have
They get
that.
To tell everyone, she kept telling me she loved me and I didn't love her back.
I didn't say
Oh, no.
Yeah, they can, yeah. I'd rather have that than have not said something.
There's nothing wrong with being a lover girl.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rather than stone cold.
Yeah.
I was going to say Steve Austin. Who's he?
Steve.
He's a WWE man, isn't he? Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Steve Austin, who the fuck?
Pretty sure he's a WWE wrestler.
Oh.
I'll tell you how my childhood went today.
I used to love John Cena.
Oh, yeah. You can't see me now.
Yeah.
Or whatever he said.
Yeah. Real pick me in school when they were showing the wrestlers. I'd be like, I love him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Real pick me. Like.
I think Graham was still playing wrestlers up to a few years ago.
The toys? Like.
No, when he wrestled, he definitely wasn't, but he loves wrestling.
Really?
Loves.
Oh, God. Isn't that fake? Isn't that all a show? Like,
pretty sure, but then some of them have blood not all over them, so.
Yeah, that's true.
There's documentaries about it on Netflix and all now.
I used to love the Bellas, that show.
Yeah, the two Bellas. Red hair twins.
Are they not brown? Did they used to have red hair, maybe?
There was twins. One was with John Cena.
Yeah.
Is that them?
Yeah.
I think they had red hair at one stage.
I loved them.
Yeah.
They wore red, I think, as well.
Girl wrestlers were badasses.
They were really cool.
Aren't they?
Yeah. It is, even though it's, I think it might be fake, they actually have to like look, maintain the way they look so much.
Oh yeah, you have to look like a wrestler.
Yeah.
Why do we keep going off topic
yeah,
here?
Yeah, sorry.
Whoever,
the wrestling
Steve
wrestling.
Austin, Christ.
Who should say first? I don't think there's a person who should say first.
I feel like in the olden days it would have been the man. Everything was down to the man first.
Yeah.
You want to feel in your feminine energy. Not that I've ever spent a day in feminine energy, but... I feel like that's the whole like love story movie like
yeah
fairy tale kind of way true. Of it that's ever since that prince kissed Cinderella is that even no wasn't Cinderella who's the other one
Adam and
Sleeping
Eve
Beauty
oh yeah
ever since the prince kissed her
it's been
sexist since that day yeah it's always been the man
I think you'll know when
you know
it's time kind of to say it but I actually would love to really be able to remember mine. All of them.
All of them?
Yeah. And then once you say it, you're like, love you.
Yeah, you say it all
And you
the time
say it all the time.
Yeah. Can't stop saying it.
It's pent up energy that you wanted to say the whole time and you couldn't. It's kind of like a little relief in a way.
Yeah, I feel like after you actually get it out of the way, you just turn into two mushy folk.
Mushy, yeah.
You really
yeah,
do.
Yeah, you do. It's usually when problems arise too. Sometimes.
So maybe hang on and say.
Yeah.
No, I don't think. Yeah, I don't think there should be a time frame with it.
No, I don't think that needs to be man or woman either. I think most times they will say it back.
Yeah.
But I'd be so proud in case you'll they know. Did say it back but didn't mean it. And we're like, oh God.
Oh, just said it out of like, ask Carla for her half to say it back.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that either, man.
I'm trying to think, did someone ever say it to me? And I was like,
it's definitely not happened to me anyway.
I don't think. I would feel bad and say it back though.
In the moment?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've blocked out a lot of I love you memories of my life.
Same.
So.
Apparently, yeah.
Let's just, yeah.
But we still want to talk about it.
Yeah. What if it said during sex? Does that count?
Oh.
If it said only during sex and not outside of it.
As in like for the first time?
Yeah. I love you. No, you love me because you're in me. Like, shut up, liar. Sorry.
I think those maybe like that's when you're feeling vulnerable with someone, because that can be like a vulnerable time.
When you're making
when you're love. When really inside.
Yeah.
So you could be like, maybe that's when you feel comfortable to say it.
I don't think it counts. Sorry.
If that was the first time.
Or if he only says it during that, like,
oh no,
say
yeah.
it inside of it. Like,
I think if he said it, yeah. I wouldn't, if he said it was the first time during that and then again afterwards.
Okay.
So, yeah. Then, okay, maybe he just felt like that was the moment.
That was a good time to say
otherwise
it.
Otherwise, real awkward, like sitting.
Yeah, what do you do? Yeah, love you. Love you too.
Yeah.
Okay, now what?
No. Back at it. Yeah.
It is a bit awkward.
Research actually found that men tend to think about saying I love you about 42 days earlier than women do.
That's early.
I didn't even know, Dana, then.
Yeah. Fucking shit, yeah.
What?
That is early.
I think are men more impulsive, probably.
Yeah, in the moment kind of things.
With everything. They're more like, it's like when a man, do you ever notice a girl will take, like a girl will him and a ha about ages about breaking up with someone, oh, should I do this and that, right into us, we'll talk to our friends, blah, 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 like whereas a man will be like, but fuck it. Leave and just leave.
Bye.
But then they actually, that's why they end up regretting it. But like a lot of the time, they're more.
Yeah, impulsive.
So maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's not the fact that they actually loved them 42 days earlier, but it's just about saying it.
It comes into their head for a flicker and they just like.
Yeah.
Have to.
48% of men in America study also reported falling in love at first sight. And only 28% of women. See, we're actually smart. No joking.
Like you can appreciate an attractive person, but I don't think it's as. Far as saying, see that man across the road? I love him.
Yeah, I don't think there's a. I don't think.
What if he had no teeth?
Yeah.
Like, love at first sight.
It's not love, is it? Like,
it's like fancy the pants off.
Yeah. Like, you're unreal.
Yeah. Like, I'm thinking of a man looking at like Candace Swanepoel. Love her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, of course.
But I don't think it's actually love. You don't know someone. You fall in love with someone's personality, okay? Your exterior is just a shell.
But then again, I'm like, when I followed Dana back that time, I was like, instantly, I was like, obviously it wasn't in person, but I was like, I need to know this man.
Yeah, but I think
that's and I've never done that with anyone. Like, I spent 5 days with my friends, my boyfriends, deliberating what I should say to this one man, which I never done before. I was not.
But I think that's different. You wanted to get to know him. I don't think you were following him and goes, I love him. Like before you spoke to him. Like love at first sight is not even speaking at speaking to someone. Do you know what I mean? I think that's been
true. Mental. I was inquisitive.
You were inquisitive.
Inquisitive.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. I don't think you can feel love at first sight.
No, I don't. I tell Graham all the time I've manifested us and he does not believe me.
Yeah,
because I vividly remember driving home in the car and all being like, I'm going to get with this man. I'm going to get him. And he's always like,
oh, see, but you already knew him.
Oh, yeah, knew him.
Yeah,
like, yeah. And I was like, see this man? Gonna get him. He's always like, big fat liar, what are you talking about? Like, this, you can't, man. You can't force me to get with you. Like, I'm like, oh, little do you know.
I already did it.
No, I don't believe in.
I think people get confused with this because I think they really like someone, get to know them, get with them, and then believe that that was love at first sight, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
They loved them because they got to know them.
First sight to me is both of you coming around different corners.
I mean, like
seeing each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
And thinking, Cupid's got us.
And like a love song playing in the background.
Only happens in Disney, lads.
Yeah.
Sorry to burst your bubbles.
We think so.
Mm-mm.
We asked for some of your stories about love, and here are some of the best ones. He said over text, and I panicked. I sent LYLYLY back, and he won't let me live it down.
That is a pure panic. Isn't it? Just to go LYLY. He told me he loved me after 2 weeks. We were 16 and we're still together now, 15 years later.
Wow. I don't feel crazy now.
Beautiful.
I knew I was in love when I found myself staring at him all day, but waiting until he said, I love you first.
Aww. He used to say it to me all the time, but I was wary of him, so I never said it back. He turned out to be a big cheater. Glad I never said it. I have a new boyfriend now who is an angel boy and the only one I've ever said it to.
Aww.
That's cute.
I couldn't eat around him. I felt so sick until he told me he loved me.
What?
Aww.
What do you mean, girl?
She was so nervous about
telling. Oh, sorry.
I think so.
Aww.
Aww.
He said,
it is nervous when you know it's coming, like, ooh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He said, I love you first. And I said, that's nice, lol.
Sometimes that needs to be said.
That's nice.
I was spiked on Paddy's Day last year. I stalked him to where he was and introduced myself to all his mates as the love of his life and told him I loved his soul, and he said it back. I didn't remember, he only told me again today.
Oh, yes, we're still together,
oh
though.
Oh, God.
That's fine.
Aw.
You loved so his soul.
You probably saw the question box on Instagram and I was like, how did I tell you?
Yeah.
And literally only told him there.
Aw.
Aw.
I knew when I realised he always had my back, even if he knew I was wrong.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's nice.
That's how she knew she loved him.
Aw.
It was love at first sight for me and my boyfriend. It's been 9 years and I still get butterflies.
Aw.
I'd love to know the love at first sight thing. Like,
how? Yeah.
Because I get we'd still be with someone and love them now, but you can't, surely you have to know someone to love them.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
You have to fall in love with who they are and like.
As a whole, the good and the bad.
And the ugly.
And the ugly.
Yeah. The lot of it, like. Me and my boyfriend have been friends for years. So when it came to being together, I wasn't sure if I loved him or if it was just because we had already been so close. I knew I loved him when we had our first argument. He let me speak and actually listened to me and would make me laugh even when I was annoyed. I always feel like I can go to him and talk about what's bothering me without worrying and it will turn into something huge.
Wow, that's a really good point of when you have the first argument.
Yeah.
Because you're like, wow.
It could all go tits up from there. Like,
Or you see how they act in certain situations, you're like, wow.
Yeah, them being annoyed.
I love
or
it.
Like,
especially when you had a bad experience with someone and then you see something good, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
First argument, you're like, it's turning me on.
Yeah. Oh, no. No. I just think it's nice when
you see a different side of them.
Well, yeah, when they have a really mature way of looking at things, they're like reacting completely different to how someone else would have before.
Yeah, in the same situation in a past relationship.
Yeah.
Would have been so different.
Yeah. Like. Yeah. He told me during sex and I just pretended I didn't hear him. I eventually told him a few weeks later and I was so nervous he wouldn't say it back even though he had already told me.
That can be a thing, yeah. I knew I loved him when I realised that my autism wasn't going to be a problem for him.
Aww.
That's too sweet,
that
I can't.
That is so cute. I'd say, like, things like that, telling someone that.
You'd be so nervous.
You'd be nervous, like, because some people are, there's mean people in the world.
You don't know what somebody,
yeah.
What way somebody
or, like, not even or. That anyone would take it bad, but, like,
no.
Some, like, in your own head, you'd start
overthinking.
What could happen and what people could say, but like a lot of times, 9 out of 10, they always surprise you and how they react to things like that.
That's so lovely.
We love him. We love him. I told him I loved him and he said, thanks. All good that we're married now. Thank God for that.
At least you can laugh about it now.
I suppose that is a good thing to say, yeah. Thanks.
Domino's arrived with no garlic sauce. He went downstairs and made me one. I knew he was the one. It's true love.
Wow.
True love right there.
That is it.
Mm-hmm.
Said I love you to too many frogs until I met my husband and then I realised what it really was.
Aww.
Same girl.
I do feel like you meet someone and you actually kind of find out what love is and means.
Yeah.
My boyfriend first told me he loved me. I responded with what? And he said, oh, nothing. I wanted to die.
Oh, God. It's just awkward, isn't it?
Like, oh, no. Because you can't even be like, no, I heard you the first time.
Yeah.
Like, well, then why'd you say what?
Like, I actually can't remember what. I'm going to ring Jano.
Too, ring him and find him.
And see. I remember, I think I knew I loved him when he got me like a big canvas made of a picture of two of us.
Aww.
And it was just out of nowhere randomly. I was like,
that's sweet.
And then he got me a canvas made of my favourite quote. I was like, I'm getting married to this one. Hi, Jano. Hi. Can you remember the first time that we said I love you to each other? Back in our day.
Was I at the door?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking in your house.
I was at the door of my gap.
Yeah. I did think that, yeah. Did you?
Yeah, I did. And I said it then, yeah.
Oh, you said it first?
I think so, yeah.
What did I say?
But you were thinking it, so I just...
How did you know I was thinking it? You read my breath? Yeah, read my breath.
Yeah, obviously, I knew, you know what I mean? So I thought I'd just say it.
Aww.
Yeah, was that the door? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I remember it. Who's I was going home. Door? No, I was going home from his house. And then I...
Did I not text it here or something?
I hear. Did you?
I said it and then we text, yeah.
And then you texted again?
Yeah.
Oh. I was smiled all the way home.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, how did you know? You weren't there.
But obviously, you were fucking smiling.
Okay. Okay, thanks for that.
Right, come on.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Too funny. I knew you were thinking it. So I just said it. He's like, I was helping you out.
It was in my... Yeah. I'll take him for the team. Aww. Guys, that was a lovely episode.
That was too
Pardon the pun. We're going to do Secrets and Stalls next. We do this every episode. We want to help you with any advice that you need, kind of like conversations you have with the girls in the bathroom or nightclub, sleepovers with your best friends, and any life problems that you have.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, should we ever write in our own problems and answer them ourselves?
Yeah, not tell each other that we sent them in.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes when you write them in, write it down as well. It kind of puts things in
perspective. It's a relief.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, I'm 23 and my boyfriend's mother hates me.
Oh.
My parents are going through a nasty divorce, which drove me out of my family home. My grandmother passed away and my dream job didn't quite work out for me. I just finished college in May and it's been really tough for me since then. My boyfriend asked me to move into his family home and he's currently in his final year of college and I just started my new job recently. The last month has been particularly painful living with his mother. She doesn't talk to me at all. She complains that I cook food in the kitchen even though I'm celiac and my diet is really restricted. She told my boyfriend's father that he's not allowed to speak to me and now she's requesting me to pay her €700 for living with him for the last 6 months. I've been working for her Airbnb for fuck all money, dropping and collecting her daughter to school, horse riding without asking for diesel money, selling their old clothes on Depop and giving her the profits and doing the household chores and not causing any problems at all. I don't know what to do as we plan to stay in this family home for a year or two to save for a house and I'm stuck in another toxic household. I just moved to where he's from too, so I don't know any gals here yet. My boyfriend's completely on my side, but I just hate conflict and honestly don't know where this has all come out of. All I do is I work, play football and help my boyfriend's college work. Any advice would be greatly appreciated.
So weird.
God, that is toxic.
Never understand that. Like, if your son is happy in the relationship he's in, regardless if you might think, like, don't know if she's the one or whatever, I truly would love to think that when I am a mother, if my son is with someone, like, if once he's happy,
yeah, I'm happy. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No matter who it is.
You can't pick your kids' partners.
No. She just sounds like she's being... Petty. For no reason.
Yeah.
For literally no reason.
God. 23. So young. Like,
I think
what?
If she was asking for money all along, like 100 a month or whatever it was kind of split out to be, I think that would be, is that fair to say? Like rent?
Ah, yeah. If the son is paying rent and then she moves in and you sat down and had a conversation, like, listen, I'd like to contribute to the bills and is agreed on an amount. But to just spring on you 6 months later and be like, yeah, you owe me for the last 6 months.
That's not fair. And as well, she's doing loads of stuff on top of that. Dropping her daughter to school.
Working for her Airbnb.
Wait, is she saying Airbnb as in like the house is an Airbnb?
Yeah, or maybe they have like an apartment or something that's an Airbnb and she might go up and, I don't know.
Oh, do you reckon? You're right. Selling her old clothes on Depop and all. That sounds like you're doing a lot for them as well on top of that. And for her then to not like it as well. Like, what? I don't know if she doesn't like it, but not to speaking to you. Like,
she told the husband not to talk to her.
That's insane. I fear that lady is insane.
She told my boyfriend's father that he's not allowed to speak to me.
Is there any way you can... It's just so expensive to move out somewhere by yourselves.
Could you ask your son to talk to them? Maybe find the cause of this. Like, maybe...
Yeah, if he's on your side that much... Surely he could be like, ma'am, you're being... weirdo.
You're being a freak of the week.
You're literally being a freak.
Like, what's going on? Is there a root cause to this? Did you unannounce yourself?
Yeah.
I don't know, step on their toes or do something or... I don't know. Like, if there's genuinely nothing you can think of that this all stemmed from, like, it's just strange for it to be out an hour.
Bizarre. Like, that is painful. Especially the reason, like, your nanny passed away, your dream dad didn't work out, like... You don't really want to be there. You're helping him with his college, like, and then she's making it hard for you on top of that. I just think, like, why make someone's life fucking harder?
You're not doing it by choice,
no,
being there.
And like, you're being really good. Do not, like, complain that she cooks food in the kitchen. Where else am I to cook? In the bedroom, like in a pot.
Oh.
Above one of them little plug-in, you know, the ones.
The little portable cookers. Like.
Yeah.
And obviously the person who sits in their college dorm and they cook all the
food. And they make fucking gourmet steak and all. It looks delicious.
How do they do that?
I think get your boyfriend to speak to her, what's going on. List out the things that you do. Explain why the food thing is crazy, why she's crazy. Some people do just have crazy families though, yeah. As well. And it's like, what can you do with crazy, like, some people you can't talk to.
No, there's no getting around them. It's no, the way some they people, are. And
I fear she could be like that. But step one is try to get the boyfriend to talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe when it's coming from him, it might be more like that's her son. She obviously loves him.
Yeah. If I feel like if it's you going directly to her, it might be like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like cat. Cat's claws. Yeah, I think leave the conflict to your boyfriend and her. I think that's fair to do. And see what the root cause is. But like, it's just, I forgot about her parents, so I got through a divorce.
That's really
that's why
sad.
She drove out from me home. And like, moving out is not in today's fucking cost of living.
Oh no.
Especially for someone like in college, it's not feasible, but it's shit that you have to go, if a choice between two toxic households.
Mm. I think, yeah, get your boyfriend to
speak to her first.
Yeah. And just tell him to say to you, tell me the truth of exactly what she says back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't sugarcoat it.
No, like, don't sugarcoat it. And you don't want him coming back to you then being like, oh no, she said like there's no problem or whatever.
Yeah.
Right, she just hates me and is asking me for 700 quid and won't let me cook in your kitchen.
Yeah, that's not normal.
Tell him to say exactly what she said.
Yeah. Because it's going to end up getting between you and your boyfriend and like, that's not fair at all.
Awkward as well.
It is awkward.
Like, yeah, that's not nice.
No.
I think say it to him and see if he can give you an L to get her.
I hate that lady.
The mother?
Mother, yeah. Hate. Bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Big witch. Or witchy bitch.
That's grown a brilliant one. Love calling people you being witch.
Yeah, it actually is. It just stings a bit more.
Yeah.
It's like you freak.
Yeah. Oh, hey, freak. Hey.
It's the worst.
If Graham calls me freak like messing, I would get really, really angry.
I know, yeah. Why is it so bad?
Or weirdo. I hate weirdo.
Weirdo is pretty bad.
Isn't it so? Like,
weirdo is bad.
But they're words that you've used since you're younger.
I think it's so shameful or something.
Is it?
Like they think I'm a freak.
Someone calls me a big weirdo.
Yeah.
You just feel like...
You feel like shit.
You feel like an idiot, don't you?
Yeah. You feel like a weirdo.
No, I'd rather be called a really bad curse word.
Same. You bitch.
Yeah, bitch, I don't mind too much. Like, call me the C word. Don't call me a weirdo.
Oh, the C word's pretty bad.
Love it. Mam slapped me the other day, actually. When I used it in the kitchen, she gave me an owl across the head.
I don't think anyone's ever called me a C word.
Ah, no. No. Well, I don't know if they have or not, but...
I think that's why I find it bad. I'm like, wow. I'd be like, whoa.
I just hate weirdo and freak.
Yeah.
Don't like him.
Yeah. Something about it is just triggering.
It's really hurtful.
Yeah, I know. Phone a friend. We do this every week. We basically have a dilemma again. But we ask our Instagram stories on our podcast page for advice. So anyone last heard last week's episode would have heard the girl who was left waiting for her friends for over half an hour at a restaurant while they all got ready to go out and caught up. And then they got in touch to tell her they wouldn't be there for an hour. We put up the dilemma. You were all outraged saying she didn't accept the behaviour from her friends. She was right to have gotten a taxi home instead of waiting. And her friends saw this. They're obviously listeners of the podcast as well. Mm. And they got in touch. Whoa. I wonder if they had the conversation in person or if they go in between. It's like when you say, tell her I said this.
I feel like.
When you're not talking to someone. Yeah, we're like the middleman. Ooh, this is the dilemma.
Oh, wow.
Hi, Charlene and Ellie. This is my friend. She's talking about me and four other girls from college. Yes, the table was booked for 6:30. And yes, we relate. We all feel so bad. But what more can we do if she won't talk to us?
Oh.
We've apologized over and over again. We do understand she's upset. But can never see anyone else's side but her own. I have been friends with this girl for 8.5 years now and it's always one-sided when it comes to arguments. Suppose that's why this disagreement, in brackets, is so frustrating. I think it's very unfair of her to say we get wrapped up in our own drama. I'll admit that, yes, we all do, but so does she. One of my friends has offered to call to talk to this girl, but she said she doesn't feel like talking. I just think that's a bit ridiculous. She accused us of being bullies to one of the girls when she apologised, which is totally out of line because that's not what we are. I know this particular friend who was called this name was extremely upset about this. Personally, I was trying to get two of my friends to hurry out the door, but they kept saying it's fine, she can wait. I'm not trying to throw my friends under the bus. I'm just trying to explain my side as I find it all very annoying. Just want to explain our side. We don't know what to do next, seeing as she posted on socials but won't talk to us.
Hmm.
Oh.
Two sides of the story there. You can't force somebody to talk to you. I think if you've reached out enough,
whatever it is, even if you don't see it as warranted or like you wouldn't be upset by it, you can't tell someone not to be upset by something. If they're upset by something, they are.
Okay. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
You could tell them, I'm so sorry, this happened. But if they're upset, they're upset.
Yeah.
Like, that's one thing, I think.
Because you wouldn't actually be upset about it.
Yeah. It's people that have different levels of sensitivity and different things to be annoyed about. And when you're the person that's late, you're like with all friends, you don't can't see her sitting there by herself kind of thing. Yeah. I'm not on either side, guys. I'm in the middle here with all the birds. But I think if she doesn't feel like talking, you can't force that either.
Like, you've asked her to talk. She said no. Do you give her space?
I think you've tried. Look, you've tried on your side.
Yeah. I think in every argument to do with friends or anything, if you're able to genuinely sit back and say, I've done all I could to mend the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're able to hold your hands up and say that, then there's no more
you can do.
You can actually do.
Yeah. That's so true.
So I think if you and the rest of the girls feel like, no, we've done all we can, well, then I think the ball is in her court and she'll talk to you when she's ready. And if she never ever is ready, then she's never ready.
Then she's never ready. Yeah.
Find it up to her then. But once you leave that door open for her and tell her, like, listen, we are sorry, we know that's horrible, because if I was her,
I'd be pissed.
Yeah. Especially knowing that, like, they were all getting ready together and all. Like, you feel so left out.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse in the world than feeling left out.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
At any age.
Yeah.
So I think once you can hold your hand up and say, no, we've done all we can.
100%.
And take a back seat.
There's nothing more you can do.
No.
On either side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She'll come to you when she's ready and then go from there.
Keep us updated, please.
Please do, yeah.
Okay.
We also posted this dilemma. I did the wrong thing and looked through my boyfriend's phone. I didn't see anything really, but I did see something that annoyed me. His supervisor texts on WhatsApp when she needs something done. He replied with no problem, winky face.
Ooh.
His supervisor is a girl, obviously. He also tells me that she talks in about dating and kissing her dates and whatever else. I'm not trying to be crazy and triggered, but I find this a little bit too much. Is it just me? How would you feel? We have a child and live together. I found nothing else apart from this. Ooh, and here's what you had to say. Harmless when it's about work, but if it's outside of work and flirty, then it's obviously a no-no.
It's just an emoji at the end of the day, but there was simply no need for it.
Calm down and don't be so... Ooh.
Jesus.
What? Don't be so codependent.
Cancel that out.
Yeah. Ooh, that's... I don't think that's being codependent.
No, that's just genuinely, what the fuck do I do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, whoever wrote that in must be very secure in themselves.
Very.
Jeez. Depends on the rest of the messages. Was it just a once off or more than work talk?
Get rid.
Why is it annoying you? Are you just annoyed because you didn't find anything else?
That's a good point. You can't go through someone's phone and have an issue with an emoji, especially if it's a once off. I sent my manager kisses before because of habit.
Yeah, I think that's an accident, like.
The winky face?
No, the kiss is like.
Yeah.
So easily. I judge everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone. Could just be the way he texts. Most adults text like that. Do they?
Really?
Winking all over the gaff.
I'd have to like search for the winky face because it would not be in my
type in wink. Yeah. I don't know
where that is.
I love the smirky one. That's my favourite one. Loving that smirky face.
Actual cringe for him using the winky face. Don't think twice about it.
He probably meant the smile emoji as... It's beside the wink. Here we go, an Apple expert. I wouldn't think too much about it.
Stop, you're just looking for a problem at this stage.
Maybe it was an accident, yeah. If it's out of character, then it's sus. But if it's not, then you're grand.
I think as well, I'm like, she was on his phone. Does she have it? Like,
this always happens
anyway. Yeah.
We're always like, are you allowed? There needs to be a study done. Are you allowed to bring up an argument with your partner if you've looked through their phone?
Depending on what it is, I think there's levels. I don't think you should go on to it, but I think if you find them literally cheating or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the emoji, I don't
found
think you can bring them. Yeah.
Yeah.
In there. definitely. But I don't know about this. If it's out of character, then it's sus. But if it's not, then you're grand.
I wouldn't worry too much. That's just the emoji that comes up when you type no problem.
Oh. Let me
type in no problem.
Then all our answers are cured.
Wing.
Wow. It so we obviously just pressed up. It. Why does that come up when you say no problem? That's mad.
If anything, I thought a thumbs up would have come up.
So did I.
No problem.
Grand, like, fine.
No problem.
No problem. No problem. She's the red flag, someone said.
Whoa.
That's the same person that said the other.
If that's the worst thing she found, I'd look past it. It's not worth bringing it up, but I'd check the phone a while from now to make sure it hasn't progressed.
Ask him about his relationship with his supervisor.
I think if you're getting... into like a monthly routine of checking his phone.
Yeah.
No.
No. I think we really hacked it because it's the whoever said
no
about
problem.
It comes up straight away.
The girl needs therapy if she's reacting like that over an emoji.
Oh. Pretend his supervisor requested to follow her on IG and see how he reacts.
Or follow her.
Oh no, you can't do that.
Why?
Why would you do that?
I'd go all batcha.
Would you? After the winky face.
I'd like to think I would, but I wouldn't. I'd be a bitch and wouldn't play anything, actually. Nothing wrong with that. Stop snooping.
Red flag. Who the hell does a winky face anymore, especially to your boss?
You're overthinking.
Wow, it's very,
very mixed.
But I think the main takeaway was it's the automatic emoji that comes straight up after you say no problem. I think he pressed it thinking it was a smiley face and that was it.
But she does be talking to him about kissing and dating and all, also.
Yeah, that's weird. But that's what workplaces are like.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm not in a workplace, but like I've heard from friends, it's very much like that. And it's very widely talked about. It's not deep.
Carnage, like,
it's
yeah.
Just, and I think when someone's not in a workplace like that, it's hard to picture, but like, it's just how it is.
You spend so many hours with these people all the time, you're bound to become comfortable with them.
Yeah.
And be able to talk
about
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But maybe it's just a case of people like figuring out where the line is.
Yeah, true. But like, talking about going on dates, I don't think is a line. I wouldn't be annoyed if someone was talking to Dano about them going on dates.
Yeah.
Like, that's your, what do you do the weekend? I went on a date, blah, blah, or like what you.
Yeah, if it was something simple like that.
Do you know what I mean?
But it was like, would you like to show me the way he kissed me on the date on the weekend?
Oh, no.
Like, you know?
Oh, God. Absolutely not. Slap in the face. You can get in touch with homeydrink@goledonow.com. That's our email if you have any dilemmas you want us to talk through. If you want us to be phone a friend, have that in the subject line as well. We are going to be introducing some brilliant, if we say so ourselves, new segments soon. If you have any bedroom dilemmas, so putting bedroom dilemma into the subject line, or if there's anyone in your life that you think might be showing a red flag, let us know and we'll decide.
Can we get actual flags, please?
Oh, yeah.
Yay. Sponsored. Yeah. I want to have two little flags.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Little red and green. That's what I'm saying, blue there. Peak and bleak of the week. We are picking one high and one low. So peak being the high, bleak being the low. We'll start with the bleak. Bleak, I had my periods.
Oh. Not been them in a long time, girl.
Have you not?
Never.
God.
I just take my pill the whole way through.
Oh.
So I never really got
one. I'd be crazy if I was on that. I was.
I really need to make a doctor appointment and go down and be like, is my brain normal? I'm starting to think it's not.
Why?
Just for the fact I'm on the pill literally 15
so long,
years.
Yeah.
What am I like off?
You don't know yourself.
No, I don't know. I've never been off it. Well, like I mixed around things for a short period of time. But like, yeah, I could be completely different off it.
Yeah, you don't know.
Imagine I was cooler.
I'm just a chill guy.
Yeah.
So chill. Oh, you know, yeah, because your hormones, it's mad. Hormones are mad. Yeah. Like fucked. But yeah, I have my periods.
Aw.
Last one that had a good period. This one, not so good. Very angry beforehand. 2 days before, I'm like, like a bull. Oh, and then all the people being mean to me online.
Fuck them all.
When I already felt shit about myself. I was just having a shit day. It was a day, 2 days before my period. I felt like ass.
Yeah.
I just didn't. And I'm looking back now at pictures, I'm like, I actually didn't look bad. But I'm like, at the time, I felt
unbelievable.
But like, you know, when you're in yourself, I was just like, I couldn't even look. I actually deleted the picture off my page.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never done that. But people were just mean.
Fuck and I them was all. Like, they're jealous.
Yeah, but you know, the worst part of social media is, you could be telling yourself things that you already, you're thinking yourself. Mm. And then when you actually visually see someone, it's not confirming it, but in your brain's always looking for validation of like proof of how, you're like, right, I feel this way. It's looking for proof to confirm that.
Okay.
So your brain's proof when they see someone else saying the same thing. Like, well, yeah, everyone must fucking think it.
They're right.
Everyone's saying it when it's just one fucking account. Like, it's the worst, especially when you're on your periods.
Yeah.
So I'm never posting around my period again.
She's on.
Never.
Period.
Period strike.
Yeah, period strike.
You take 2 days off. Yeah.
Oh, God. Don't be listening to them. Don't be buying them. I can't believe I didn't even notice.
No, I'm like scared that I was even annoyed about it. Now that I'm
you look back, I know.
It's just because I was on my period.
Yeah.
I was annoyed at everything.
Yeah.
I wasn't even, and it was just, it was all that. And then it was all the mean comments about the fake influencer airport thing. It wasn't, I didn't care about that, it was funny, but like then people decided to be like, well, and then. And
they take it very personally, don't they?
They take it like, go mad about your character, etc. Like it's just.
Yeah, no.
No. Peak, I got to meet my nephew.
Ooh,
my baby nephew, Rowan.
So mini.
He's so teeny. He smells like a dream.
I love that
he
smell.
He smells amazing.
What is it like?
I don't know. Like, so nice.
It's like puppy smell.
I couldn't stop. Like, yeah. I was just smelling them the whole time.
Like, is that just like.
He's not even been washed yet. Like, you're not meant to bath for a while. I don't know how long, but.
That's just baby
scent. He's not been bathed yet, yeah. But he's just so cute.
Is he tiny?
He was screaming, she put him in the car. and he was screaming his head off. I was like, whoa, he can make a lot of noise. But like the rest of the time, he just lies there and sleeps. I was just like, this is the easy part. Like when they're like this, it's when they get to Raya that they're running around and like you need to be constantly.
I can imagine that. Like I feel like a lot of people would think that like newborn stage is hard. But like, I'd say it's just a lack of sleep and stuff like that. Because
that's
like
what she said. She
hours.
Was like, that's, she was like, that's what it is. She's like, apart, and obviously when your baby has colic or something,
yeah, it's like
worse.
Yeah.
But when your baby is just sleeping, she was like, she was looking at Raya, she's like, that's the hard part. That's the hard one. Not him.
How
right
was Raya with him? What does
she
think?
She doesn't really care.
Does she not?
She doesn't really realise.
Okay.
She's like, baby, baby. But like, won't really. I'm like, look, is it her brother? And she'd be like, looking at me like she doesn't have a clue. And she'll kiss his head the odd time. But other than that, like, doesn't really interact.
So,
yeah.
How many years between them?
A year and a year and 8 months. Yeah.
That's a nice gap.
Yeah, because she'll be 2 in August, which is 6 months from now. Wait, how many months is August? Sorry? 5 months. Oh, sorry, five only a year and a half. Yeah, then. Year it? And a half, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's my peak though.
So cute.
Yeah. What's yours?
Teeny baby. Peekably. My peak is that I got a tan, guys.
Woo!
I got some February/March sun.
Fab.
Making it my mission to do that every year.
Yeah.
Needed.
Jan sun.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, our Jan sun 2024 was mega.
I know.
Wasn't it?
It was the best.
And my bleak is like 3 full suitcases at home to unpack.
3?
Yeah, and I, why one of them I'm unsure what is in it, because why is there 3?
Oh.
One's from Tenerife, one's from London last week. I think there's another one if I'm nearly sure. That's a bit bleak. I hate doing that. It's my worst. Worst thing to do.
It's bad.
It's just horrible.
My skiing ones are so... Well, I've taken stuff out of them, but I'm not fully unpacked.
My thing is, like, I just put things in bags to hide. My mom came in to me this morning, I was getting ready. She was like, do you want a hand with your washing? And, like, my mom be very, nope, you do your own washing and everything.
Yeah.
And I said, mom, if I give you a few bob, would you do my washing?
Yeah, yeah.
I said, okay, I'll give it a start. And she comes in with these, like, bags. And she's like, what's this? I'm like, washing. What? Like, do you know, like, the Penny's bags?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The reusable ones. Why do you put them in bags? Like, I don't hide them.
Yeah. To hide them on also, yourself.
Disgusting.
And then you're they're marinating in their own self.
So that's a bit bleak, but it's not really that bleak. Can't we complain about it?
No, that's a good bleak.
Happy, healthy. One's healthy. Happy, grateful.
Yeah.
Cancel it.
Happy, grateful, blessed.
Cancel out the healthy, okay?
The vape has not stopped it. Did you say on here you were stopped vaping?
Yeah, probably. Big fat liar.
Je m'appelle.
Je m'appelle, big fat liar. Sorry, guys. Failed at that.
Are you going to try again in a few months?
Probably not.
No.
I don't want to. I you love my vape. It's my best friend. Okay? I'm really sorry.
It's my right hand.
I do think sometimes though, like I'm like, I really need to stop. I can't breathe. Like,
yeah.
It, like, it's so bad for me.
Yeah. If I have vape on a night out, the next day I'm like.
Yeah.
I was like, why do I sound like I've asthma? I don't know, after a run or something.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I should go get hypnotised.
Mm. Anyway, guys, that's it. For this week, we have bonus episodes Monday, Come Drink Extra Juice, full episodes Wednesdays, like you're listening to right now, and video episodes on Thursdays at 12 if you want to watch too. But we'll see you on Monday.
See you then.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.